It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Burial, another courtroom drama on the show after the King Mutiny court-martial, which stars Jamie Foxx as the rich and outspoken attorney Willie E. Gary, who was asked to defend the funeral director and World War II vet Jeremiah O'Keefe, played by Tommy Lee Jones, who intends to sue the low-end funeral company after a contract dispute. This true story is set in 1995, and the trial will feature African-American jurors and a judge, so both parties believe that hiring black lawyers will guarantee their winnings. The movie's all-star cast also includes Mamadou Athi and Alan Ruck as O'Keefe's fellow lawyers, Bill Camp as the defendant, and Jurnee Smollett as his lawyer. Even if the screenplay gets a little cynical, The Burial is still able to offer the same dialogue and tone as the King Mutiny court-martial, but it focuses more on the issue of race and injustice. The cast, especially Fox, Jones, and Smollett, know the stakes and expresses the right kind of realism, and they're directed well by Maggie Bells. Even though I haven't heard this story, I was still eager to know how this courtroom drama will go down. 3 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Pedro Almodovar's Western short film Strange Way of Life and for its 2 leads. Thumbs up for The Royal Hotel, which expresses the right fears in a certain place in a certain environment. Thumbs up for the underdeveloped but funny and charming slasher comedy Totally Killer. Thumbs up for William Friedkin's worthy final film, The Caine Mutiny Court-Martial. And finally, thumbs up for The Burial, which speaks its mind about race and injustice. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.